From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Ulster County has been awarded $4 million from the Novo Foundation to benefit several county initiatives. County Executive Michael Hines said October the 1st, the Community Foundation of the Hudson Valley will administer the funding. The money will be used during the next 2 years to fund the Brighter Future Initiative, a series of interconnected programs and projects that Hines said will, and I quote, fundamentally disrupt generational poverty throughout the county, end quote. Hines said $300,000 of the Novo funding will go towards the development of the conversion of a portion of the former Ulster and Delaware Rail Corridor in Kingston between Cornell Street and Kingston Plaza into the Midtown Linear Park. Hines said the trail will provide a safe route for people without vehicles to reach the supermarket in Kingston Plaza. An additional $700,000 will be used for the creation of a park and children's playground adjacent to the Lanier Park. The remaining $3 million will be spent on programs that include enhanced educational programming, job training, mentoring, tutoring, and mental health services. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Ben Axelson has ranked the 50 upstate high schools with the highest suspension rates for NewYorkUpstate.com, based on data published by the State Department of Education. The only school from Columbia and Greene counties to make the list was Taconic Hills Junior Senior High School in Copec. With a rate of 13.40 suspensions per 100 students, Taconic Hills was listed 37th on the list of 50 schools located upstate. Suspension rates are one of several metrics the Board of Regents uses to evaluate schools and a part of the assessment plan required by the federal Every Student Succeeds Act. The ranking was based on available data from the 2016-17 school year, and only public high schools serving students in grades 9 through 12 were included on the list. The suspension rate reflects the total number of suspensions and includes students who are suspended multiple times. Read the full list at NewYorkUpstate.com. The Germantown Waterfront Advisory Committee released October the 3rd through its spokesman, Billy Shannon, materials received from Amtrak in response to the group's recent Freedom of Information Act request for reports of any incidents that may have occurred along the Germantown riverfront in recent years. Specifically, the committee was looking for data going back to 2010 concerning incidents at two public grade crossings at Ernest R. Lasher Jr. Memorial and Chavart Parks, and anywhere along the right-of-way. In response, Amtrak produced more than 200 pages of records containing 24 reports of incidents along the right-of-way and 19 reports of malfunctions at the grade crossings during the 8.5-year period. Two of the right-of-way incidents were fatalities. One was an Amtrak maintenance worker struck by a train, and the other a person found dead near the tracks, believed to have been killed as a result of falling or jumping from a freight train. Five other incidents occurred north of Lasher Park in an area not impacted by Amtrak's proposed fence project. Other incidents involved rocks and fallen trees, events unrelated to public use of the right-of-way. Based on the information received, the committee concluded that the public can safely continue to access to the river shoreline and believes a public presence in the area can actually enhance safety, according to Shannon. Last week, the State Department of Transportation announced it would postpone public meetings on the fencing project until 2019. According to the committee, Amtrak spokesman Jason Abrams said in a statement last week, "The project is still under review by Amtrak and the state." Read the full press release at gatesgate.org. President Donald Trump attacked Dr. Christine Blasey Ford at a political rally October 2nd, all but calling her a liar in her accusation of attempted rape against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. New York Senator Chuck Schumer took to the U.S. Senate floor October 3rd to denounce the president's comments.
Turn to the president. And let me condemn, in the strongest possible terms, the comments by President Trump last night about Dr. Ford. President Trump's outright mockery of a sexual assault survivor, riddled as it was with falsehoods. Let me say that again. President Trump's outright mockery of a sexual assault survivor, riddled as it was with falsehoods, was reprehensible beneath the office of the presidency and beneath common decency from one person to another. President Trump owes Dr. Ford an immediate apology. For too long, far too long, survivors of sexual assault have been afraid to come forward because they thought that powerful men would shut them down, shout them down, and destroy their character. The President of the United States, the most powerful man there is, confirmed those fears for millions of women in the most despicable way possible. President Trump should send a message to the women of America right now that he's sorry for saying what he said about Dr. Blasey Ford, that survivors of sexual assault should not only be heard, but treated with dignity and respect and compassion. You don't have to believe everything Dr. Ford said, and I do, to refrain from the nasty, vicious attacks riddled with lies in sort of a mobocracy type way. And yet, Donald Trump shows no restraint, no regulator.
More of Schumer's comments are included on the WGXC Newsroom website, newsroom.wgxc.org. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather updates, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.